A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Rosh Hashanah Vav Amud Aleph, Rosh Hashanah 6a, pagination 11. Towards the bottom of the page, about 8 lines from the bottom, the beginning of the line is Beficha Zu Tzedakah, which is where we begin. Our discussion from yesterday was the concept of Baal Ta'acher, delaying bringing a karban, which you were obligated to bring. We discussed the concept that a person is supposed to bring it on the first Yom Tov, but if he did not, it is only when 3 Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos have passed that he is actually in the violation in terms of a losa, say a negative violation. We discussed the machlokes between the Rambam and others, whether we require the Yomim Tovim to be in order to meet the specs of the violation. Is it specifically Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos? And if he made the vow after Pesach, then he would not be in violation of the lo sa'ase until after Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos would occur, because it has to be in order. Or is it simply, the way the Rambam words it, 3 Yomim Tovim, so it could be Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, and it would also be the violation. In any case, as we begin the Gemara over here, we find out that tzedakah, if a person makes a commitment to give charity, the violation would occur earlier. The Gemara says, "Beficha zu tzedakah." A person articulates a commitment referring to tzedakah. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Utzedakah mechayev ala la'altar." Tzedakah, the obligation, occurs immediately. My taima, why? Da'kaimi aniyim. Because there are poor people. Pshita. Okay, I can accept that, and it's so obvious that I'm not sure why you had to tell me that. Mahu detema. Let's appreciate what Rava is teaching us. Kevan dibi in yana de karbanos ksiva. I would think that since it's written together with the karbanos, ada avri alei gimel regalim ke karbanos, I would think that you're only in violation once 3 holidays passed, like karbanos. Kamash malon, it's different. Hasamhu deles nuhu rachmana detalinhu rachmana berigalim. Over there, the Torah hung it, related it, connected it with the holidays. When a person is Ola L'Regel, he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's when it's normal for him to bring his karbanos. Aval hachalo doshchichi aniyim. But over here, it has nothing to do with the holidays in order to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Shchichi aniyim, the poor people are around, and therefore a person would be obligated to give the tzedakah right away. Let's turn the page and introduce a concept which I'd like to focus on for a few minutes. On the third line of Amud Beis, V'omar Rava, Rava said, Kevan she'ovru alav gimel regalim, by a karban, once the 3 holidays have passed, he's in violation, b'chol yom v'yom over b'val ta'acher. Every single day, he's in violation of Baal Ta'acher. And presumably, the same thing would be true by tzedakah. If a person has an obligation to give it to the poor people, to make good on his commitment right away, so the wording here is, b'chol yom v'yom, every day, he's in violation. This, by the way, is one of the reasons that we're so careful when we make a tzedakah commitment to do it b'li neder, without a vow, with the intent that it should not have the full-fledged biting power of a normal vow, which has to be done right away. Our intent, when we make a b'li neder, is to give ourselves a little bit of time in case there's an issue of cash flow, in case we want to verify which is the best cause by which to distribute the tzedakah, etc. We don't want to be bound by, you must give it now, right now, today. And if you don't, today is a violation. If you don't give it tomorrow, tomorrow is a violation. It's pretty heavy. And therefore we do it b'li neder, without a vow, with the intent to give ourselves a little bit of breathing room. I'd like to spend a few moments on this phrase, b'chol yom v'yom, every day he's in violation of Baal Ta'acher. We find, for example, by tefillin, a mitzvah, that really we should be wearing tefillin as much as we can during the entire day, because it's difficult to have that high level of physical and spiritual purity. So we only put tefillin on for a shorter period of time every day. But it's understood, b'chol yom v'yom. It's understood that you can't whittle it less than once a day. The mitzvah is once a day. We have mitzvahs, though, that the phrase is not b'chol yom v'yom, but rather b'chol rega v'rega, every single moment. I'll give you an example. In the laws of Shatnez, the Chafetz Chaim in Nidchei Yisrael Chavav describes in this work written to Jews of America, a fascinating booklet that he wrote. He writes, Kol rega shamasha al atzmo over belav. Every moment that you leave shatnez on you, person put on a mixture of wool and linen, a garment, every moment that you leave it on, over ba'asei, you're violating again a mitzvah sasei. We find also, for example, the Chafetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLashon, Shar HaZechira, chapter 3, the Chafetz Chaim quotes the Vilna Gaon in a famous quote, that kol rega v'rega sha'odam chosein piv, every moment that a person closes his mouth when he has an urge to speak Lashon Hara, but he controls himself, so the reward is kol rega v'rega, every single moment. That means that the violation or the mitzvah opportunity is not just one day, it's repeating itself. Shatnez could be multiple times during the day. Shmiras HaLashon could be multiple times during the day. Even mitzvahs that are understood to be only once a day, there still is a discussion if it repeats itself one day after another. Rava in our Gemara referred to this mitzvah or violation of the mitzvah as b'chol yom v'yom over b'val ta'acher. Every single day is a new b'al ta'acher. Question, for example, is discussed by Mila and by Pidyon HaBen. If the person missed the proper day to do the mitzvah, but the next day, the next day, the next day, is it repeating itself as a violation and he's accruing more mitzvahs lo sa'aseh? Or once he missed the date, he missed the mitzvah opportunity, and after that, there's a positive commandment to get it done, but it's not accruing lavim every single day. The difference, of course, is if there's some almost compelling or somewhat compelling reason to delay the mitzvah. The Rashash gives an example where the person wants to do the Pidyon HaBen in the presence of the child, and right now he's away. But if he's going to be in violation of Pidyon HaBen every single day, then the person would do the Pidyon now. And that's something that's discussed among the poskim. Baal Tolin, delaying the payment of a worker. So a person's supposed to pay the wage that day, if he didn't, so another day goes by, another day goes by, is each one of these days considered a new violation of a mitzvah d'oraisa, of a biblical commandment? Or once he missed the time, so he missed it, and now he has to pay up to be an honest person. He has to pay up. He has an obligation to pay. Not allowed to delay payments. But it's not the strength anymore. He missed it already. He violated the mitzvah d'oraisa of paying on time. One final example of this repeating type of violation is regarding yichud. The wording by yichud, if a man and woman are secluded for an opportunity that's a period of time, that they're being secluded, right, the elevator, you get into an elevator, the elevator opens, the elevator closes, the general assumption is that since it could open at any moment and it's not given to a short, to a period of time, it's considered very short period of time, so such a thing is not a case of yichud, but the assumption is that if the door could remain closed and is remaining closed, so then it's a case of yichud. Once they're in a situation of yichud, is it a one-time violation? Which it's not. It's actually called rega verega. It's an ongoing violation, which they have to take steps to fix, to rectify. As soon as they realize the situation, they have to open the door and remove that situation of seclusion. So again, going back to the Gemara, we have this statement from Rava, Bechol Yom Vayom. Every single day, there's a violation of Bal Ta'acher. And we have two questions that we're going to ask ourselves whenever we look to extrapolate this theme to other topics. Number one, is the mitzvah under discussion a repetitive mitzvah or a repetitive violation? Or is it a one-time violation? Is it a Bechol Yom Vayom? Not only today, but also tomorrow, etc. Or is it just one time? And the second question we want to ask is if it's a repetitive or it's not a repetitive, but what is the frequency of the repetitive if indeed it is a repetitive mitzvah or aveira? Is it a Bechol Yom Vayom type? Or perhaps in some cases it's a Bechol Rega Varega multiple times during the day, every single moment that the opportunity is in place. So in the case of Shmiras HaLashon, guarding one's tongue, it's a mitzvah opportunity. Every time the person has an urge to speak, he could attain the bracha that the Chafetz Chaim describes in the name of the Gra, that even angels cannot contemplate the greatness of that reward. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.